Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just to see her. Just to touch her. Just to hold.
Oh, just to see her.
I would do anything.
Come on. He is celebrating 80 years on this planet today. And so Smokey Robinson is going to be your artist of the day. And this song has a weird thing in my life. When I was, I don't know if you guys knew this, I lived in Germany for a while.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. It's true.
Huh.
When we came back from Europe to Kansas City, you know, back in the day, you could, you know, you could put the earbuds in your ear and listen to like the pop channel or the jazz channel or the classical channel or whatever. Well, that album had just come out. And so on the pop channel, it was Smokey Robinson's One Heartbeat album that they played over and over again. And I fell in love with that record because I didn't like the classical. I didn't want to listen to the jazz. So I listened to Smokey Robinson's, and I didn't know anything about Smokey Robinson. So I listened to the One Heartbeat record 9 times on the way back from Europe.
9 times?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Sam, will you play just a little bit more? Because that's a great record. Uh-huh. 1987.
So
Listen to that voice.
She gave to me.
Sometimes we're inspired by things that we discover. They're brand new, especially when you're a teenager. Yeah.
Became a huge Smokey fan after that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yep. Smokey Robinson is going to be your artist of the day, celebrating 80 years on this planet.
In a last-second decision.
It was. By the way, your artist of the day was going to be Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah?
But we made a last-second change.
All right.
Literally, like, a minute ago.
I don't think they'll mind.
2:05.
No.
The amount of time these two ding-dongs spend on breaking down the artist of the day would shock you, honestly.
It is highly important.
It's extremely important.
Very important.
Of all the things that we could all be talking about out in the newsroom, I cannot tell you. Well, I mean, should we go with the A track or the B track? I mean, there were just so many choices.
'70s?
On and on they go.
I'm just happy to be included every now and then in the discussions.
Well, I'm just happy earpods were invented.
All right, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
How awesome. How great was Bad Boys for Life? You went last night with your youngest son, Willem.
I told you,
how
kicking
great was
and
it?
Screaming after the wonderful movies I have seen in the last few. I've seen all the Oscar movies.
Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, it's incredible.
Parasite.
But when your 14-year-old son says, I want to go see
Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life.
Remember, knock and talk.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Miami PD, get down! What the hell happened to knock and talk?
Hands behind your head right now.
I got this.
I'm gonna penetrate this man's soul with my heart.
What?
Watch and learn.
Sir, I realize that you're scared.
You know, sometimes fear.
How deep you think you got in his soul?
Yeah.
How good was it?
I did not enjoy it at all for a second.
You didn't enjoy it?
Did not find it mildly entertaining. Not.
You're kidding.
One time.
Stop. Stop.
This is Willem. If my mom comes into work tomorrow and says that she didn't love Bad Boys, she is 110% lying. I have never heard a woman crackle so loud inside of a movie, especially when the guy goes, he puts on his glasses and he goes, "This is HD." My mom jumped out of her seat and started dying laughing, and the whole movie looked at us. Whatever happens, don't let her come into work tomorrow and say that she didn't love Bad Boys and that it wasn't an Oscar-winning movie.
Thank you, young man. Thank you. Thank you, young man.
All right, I loved it!
You loved it!
I loved it!
It was a great movie, wasn't it?
I laughed out loud!
I knew it!
Stuff blows up the entire time!
Yes! And it's laugh after laugh after laugh.
The one-liners are funny.
It's a great movie. And what did you say to me last week?
Didn't want to go see it.
What did you say to me last week when I said I had seen the best movie of the year and it's Bad Boys for Life?
I said stop talking, that there is no way, and I'm not saying it's the movie of the year.
Play that Willem clip again.
However...
Let me hear the young man.
No, he does not even know what he's saying. He was just thankful his mother took him to go see one of those movies.
This is Willem. If my mom comes into work tomorrow and says that she didn't love Bad Boys, she is 110% lying. I have never heard a woman crackle so loud inside of a movie, especially when the guy goes, he puts on his glasses and he goes, "This is HD." My mom jumped out of her seat and started dying laughing, and the whole movie looked at us. Whatever happens, don't let her come into work tomorrow and say that she didn't love Bad Boys and that it wasn't an Oscar-winning movie.
So it is a good movie.
I might have told him I'd go see it again.
I want to go see it again. It's a great movie.
It's so
fun.
Stupid, but it was so fun. And I will tell you.
Yes.
We laughed.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I mean, like, full on Dana at Jim Gaffigan laugh.
And you had never seen Bad Boys 1 or 2.
And that's okay.
You don't need to. That's right.
You don't need a backstory. It's fine.
But you loved it.
I had a lot of fun watching that movie with my son.
Okay, I think Bad Boys 3 is the best of the Bad Boys movies. But Bad Boys 2 is a very close second.
Let's not go overboard.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
All right.
When they're on the plane and Martin Lawrence goes, "We fly together, we die together." And the guy goes, "What?"
I laughed.
I mean, that was funny.
It is not my type of film generally, but
And they have to switch seats?
Yes, it was very entertaining.
We fly together, we die together.
And that movie was shot, by the way, and I knew the minute I saw the aerial, that movie was shot around 8th and Ocean Drive in South Beach, okay? We stayed for the Super Bowl at 9th and Ocean Drive.
Just tell me right now, you love the movie and you were wrong.
I leaned over, I go, "Wait, we're just right there. That's where we stayed in Miami."
Just tell me right now, you love the movie and you were wrong.
I enjoyed the
movie.
You
loved it. You loved it.
I did. You're right. I did. I loved it.
It was fun, stupid entertainment.
Stupid, mind-erasing fun for 2 hours.
Yes.
Laughed out loud.
Yes. It was a release.
It was a release.
You remind me of my mom when my brother and I took her to the Kiss concert.
She didn't want to like it.
No. And we're halfway through the show, and my mom, like, elbows me and goes, "Hey." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" I mean, we're, like, in the middle of Lick It Up or something. And she goes, "It's a good show."
Hey, Scott, this is Will. If my mom comes into work tomorrow and says that she didn't love Bad Boys, she is 110% lying. I have never heard a woman crackle so loud inside of a movie, especially when the guy goes, he puts on his glasses and he goes, "This that's HD. My mom jumped out of her seat and started dying laughing, and the whole movie looked at us. Whatever happens, don't let her come into work tomorrow and say that she didn't love Bad Boys and that it wasn't an Oscar-winning movie.
What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro. I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint
hit. I knew you'd love that movie. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. The whole time I was watching it, I'm thinking Dana's going to love this movie.
And fight every urge to admit it.
Every urge in her body that says, hate this movie, hate it, hate it, hate it.
It's like Scott and Starship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What?
Love that song.
Starship.
Let him say what crazy.
Oh, yeah. You mean like We Built the City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. 2 years after the fatal semi-trailer wreck on I-435 that left two children dead and three family members seriously injured, the state of Kansas.
Yeah, listen to this carefully.
Is suing the victims and other parties involved in the accident to recover $116,000. For repairs to a highway barrier that was damaged during the crash.
They're suing the families of the dead children, Scott.
The suit, which was filed yesterday, comes as the parents of 7-year-old Ruth Vasquez Hernandez and her 1-year-old sister Teresa Vasquez Hernandez are about to finalize a settlement of their wrongful death claim against the truck driver and owners of the tractor trailer rig. On February 18th, 2018, a truck that was driven by William Spring of Corning, Iowa, slammed into a minivan driven by the mother of the two girls. They were ejected by the force of the collision, according to court documents, and suffered serious injuries. So some of the children did survive.
Some of the children survived. Some of the children did not. And listen to this. Apparently, it is not unusual for states to sue the victims to recover some of the cost of replacing damaged barriers and that kind of thing when a crash like this occurs. But I don't know that I knew that, and I am so mortified and grossed out by the fact the state would sue for $116,000?
Which everybody has.
Is nothing. When this crash...
Well, wait. Stop. It's nothing if you are a state.
That's what I was saying.
It is everything if you are a human being.
It is nothing for the state of Kansas. And KDOT is suing in Johnson County District Court. They are suing Spring, Brown Truck Leasing, Greenfield Logistics, and the parents of the four children.
You mean the parents of the two children, because two of them are dead.
It is not unusual for state and local governments to file claims for damage and other costs to taxpayers from traffic crashes. The Transportation Department faulted Hernandez Valentin for allegedly not having a valid driver's license. Now listen to this again. KDOT is faulting the mother in that crash for the repairs because she didn't have a valid driver's license?
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to have a valid driver's license if you're going to let your two kids die.
I mean, Scott, how do you defend this?
How do I defend the state?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't defend the state.
Now, let me ask you this. If you are driving drunk and erratically on a highway,
okay,
and you are running from police and you crash into one of those barriers that are on K-10 and 435, the crossover median barriers, right, cables, I have heard that they will sue your insurance for the cost to fix the cables because those cable barriers need to be fixed constantly to keep you from coming over and crashing into me westbound versus eastbound. But I don't ever know that I remember talking on this program, at least in the last 8 years, I don't know that I've ever heard a state going after the family victims in a wreck for a drop in the bucket to fix a concrete barrier.
According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the crash occurred when the 2002 Honda minivan slowed or stopped for an unknown reason in the westbound lanes of 435 near State Line Road in Leawood. Unable to stop in time, Spring, the driver of the semi-truck, rear-ended the minivan and crashed through the concrete barrier along the shoulder. So for whatever reason, Mom stopped the minivan, okay? It was a tragic decision. Two of her children were killed when the semi-tractor rammed into the back. They're now saying the state is that she, or maybe her insurance company, should pay the $116,000 to fix the barrier that they broke. I don't know why she stopped.
But back up. This,
I don't care
why she stopped.
This does
not say the state's going after her insurance. This says the state is going after her.
Correct. Five, seven, six, seven, seven, nine, eight.
Have you, and let me ask our listeners, have you had this happen? Have you caused some damage to a structure where you get a bill for that structure? How often does that happen? Or doesn't the insurance company step in and handle that? If you blow out a cable median barrier, you don't get some bill in the mail, do you, that's going to be $26,000 to replace the barrier.
I assume not. 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, love to hear your thoughts. It is horrible what happened, writes 3250, but she is liable.
Didn't we already pay for that barrier as taxpayers, Scott?
But the argument would be from the state, we did, but she destroyed it. Because of a decision that she made.
But we are all paying for this. Every day we are paying for repairs to things like this.
Does the state actually believe that this woman has $116,000? I don't know what she does for a living. I have no idea. I would not have $116,000 to give to the state if I had caused a wreck. I don't have it. What are you going to do?
But the fact that
they sell my house?
The fact that the family has settled with the trucker who hit them says to me, at least in civil court, correct me if I'm wrong, that the trucking company was at some level found to be liable here.
Well,
they have settled.
Well, oftentimes companies will just settle to make you go away.
Like, we're not going to admit fault, but we will settle
right.
Because of the deaths.
Yeah, well, the deaths, we put this in front of a jury, and you've lost your 1 and 9-year-old kid. We're not going to win. We'll give you $500,000. Just go,
away. Let's make this more simple for everyone listening. You knock down a street sign or a stop sign, and you don't mean to do it. You swerve to avoid hitting a deer or a pedestrian, that stop sign goes down. Do you get a bill for that?
I don't know. 576-7798.
If I could turn back time, if I could find.
Share.
I don't know why I said the things I said.
Here on Dana and Parks. You can follow us on Twitter at KMBZ Radio and at Radio Dana. Telephone number here is 576-7798. We will be at Bogey's Windy City Pub this Friday, 2 to 6. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
You know what makes me the most mad? Well, no, there's a lot of things that makes me mad about this story, about suing the parents of deceased children over a car wreck that caused barrier damage at 435 and State Line. Give me a break. What bothers me is that tax dollars were used to build that. Tax dollars have already been used to repair it. Trust me when I say they didn't just leave the barrier shattered in the middle of 435.
True.
Your tax dollars continuously go for the upkeep and maintenance for these things. And so to somehow then go back after an auto accident and say, but by the way, we're going to need $116,000 because when your children died, you hit this barrier, to me, stretches the... I find it hard to believe that's legal, Scott. It's not you hurting my private property that I own. It's you, during an accident, harming property that all of us as taxpayers own.
True. I think the word you're looking for is credulity. It literally changes everything that we think about what we pay into. For example, if I'm driving down the road, okay, and I hit a stop sign, I'm on black ice. And the black ice sends me swirling into a stop sign.
Sure.
Should I have to pay for that stop sign? I've already paid for it.
Well, flip it around. You're driving and you hit a pothole the size of a Volkswagen and your tire blows and your car is out of alignment. Do you honestly think the state
is going
to
pay for that?
Is going to say, oh my gosh, please, where can we, is that Scott Parks with an S? Where do we send the check to you for your damage?
Sailor's Auto Care, thank you.
It doesn't work like that.
No, that's true.
And so why in this case does it work?
That's a really good point, Dana. Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Doing well, thanks.
Okay, here's my problem. We have all been through driver's training, and I was always told that you had to keep, and I may not be correct on this, but you're supposed to keep a safe distance between you and the vehicle in front of you, 6 to 10 car lengths.
Two seconds.
If it's a semi, you would think that even having a heavier load and a longer distance to stop, that they would have to even calculate that much more into their stopping distance. So unless somebody has proof that this woman was like popping her brakes to get somebody off her back end or whatever it was, I would say the semi-truck driver is
The story in the Star says that the driver of the car, the woman who sadly lost her two children, had either come to a complete stop or was slowing down on 435.
But, I mean, unless they can basically prove criminal intent, does it matter if you stop, if something jumped out in front of you? You're still responsible if you rear-end somebody, if they stop in front of you.
Well, I don't think anybody's arguing criminal intent here. I mean, this wasn't road rage. I mean, this was just...
And I understand what he's saying about following at a safe distance, but you're on 435... And we've all been there.
Speed limit 65 to 70.
Speed limit 65 to 70. Most people are going 75, be honest. That stretch right there is in and out of construction constantly. Mm-hmm. You look up and someone stopped in front of you, you have to react very quickly to avoid disaster there. And to his point, a semi would not be able to do that in the amount of time that you or I would be able to do that.
Ashley in Riverside. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, a couple of quick points. Dave was exactly right. Anytime you rear end somebody, even if they stop short in front of you, it's your fault. You should have been following at a safe distance. You should not have been looking down or distracted. You should not have been going as fast. It's usually one of those three factors. Even if she stopped because there was, say, a mattress in the road,
right,
and I'm
right.
not saying that that's the case, he should have been following at a safe enough distance with his weight to where he could have downshifted and used his air brakes to get that semi stopped. It was the semi that hit the barrier. It's the trucking company that's going to end up paying for it. And the reason that they're suing her is because she didn't have a driver's license. If you don't have a driver's license, you can't have car insurance.
We don't know that for a fact, by the way.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. If I thought that was what you guys said.
Well, we don't know, Ashley, because as you know, the insurance goes with the car, and I don't know who owned the car, and so we're not going to get into that. But your point is taken, and I agree with you that that is the law. I've never agreed with the notion that if someone in front of you on a highway slams on their brakes and you hit them, that that somehow should be your fault, even though it is. Because there are are instances where it cannot be avoided.
Yes, there are instances where it cannot be avoided, and that's why it's called an accident.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the way that the law sees it. So I think the case is going to be dismissed against her before it ever even goes to court.
All right. Hey, Ashley, do appreciate the call. Thank you for making it.
Have a great day.
All right. EJ in Kansas City. Hello, EJ.
Yeah, this is me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dana Parks, how y'all doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I think he got my name mixed up. They call me Master Me Aggie Jizzle Jangle. I get your wires up.
Okay. Good afternoon. Larry in Kansas City. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Hi. Good. Go ahead.
Just had my story. I was on I-29, and there was ice on a bridge, and the car in front of me started spinning around, and I put on the brakes, and my car went off the road and hit a highway sign with the exits on it. And when I got to the hospital, the highway patrol, first thing he said was, you know you're going to have to pay for that sign, sir. He didn't ask if I was all right or anything. And the state, they sent me a bill. This was in the 70s. And I had to pay $800 to replace that sign.
You had to pay $800 to replace the sign.
Yes.
That probably cost $50.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was a big sign with metal pillars and anything. Totaled out my car and everything, but I had to pay for the sign, make $100 a month payment.
And Larry, say it again, was the wreck your fault?
No, there wasn't a wreck. I was the only vehicle involved because it threw me off the highway and I hit that sign.
What threw you off the highway?
Spinning. The car in front was spinning and I hit the brakes and the car slid off the highway.
Got it.
I see.
And your insurance did not step in or would not step in to pay for it?
Nope.
Let's go to Jerry in Smithville. Jerry, hello.
Hey, Terry.
Terry, sorry.
I was over the road.
Oh, my God.
We're having problems, Jerry, today.
No worries. I was an over-the-road truck driver for several years, and a co-worker of mine went through the same situation, except it was at night, and the car stalled in the middle of the road. He hit it. It's the semi's fault. We are, as professional drivers, responsible. There's no excuse, and God help that poor lady that lost her kids. Unless you know, she's tapping on the brakes or whatever, trying to get a lawsuit, which is why most trucking companies now have cameras on board. But we're responsible. We basically go backwards in rush hour because you're always having to go slow enough not to hit the people in front, and people are always coming out and cutting in front of us and stuff like that. But, you're going to drive like a normal person, so obviously we're not going to stay the several seconds behind we need to be, and hopefully we'll, be safe. But in this instance, there's the truckers is at fault.
Hey, Jerry.
It's black and white, yes.
If you get in a wreck and hit a barrier because this semi hit the barrier, do you have to pay for that, or does the trucking company have to pay for that? Have you ever heard of this happening?
No, it's almost because the trucking company has the insurance.
Okay.
I mean, there'd be no reason to go for the driver because they've got nothing.
Right.
What's the craziest thing you ever saw?
Me?
Yeah. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Whoa. Before you answer, keep it clean.
Yeah, I've seen people commit suicide by trucks.
Oh, God.
Suicide by truck?
Yeah, they'll just step in front of the truck.
Oh,
Jerry. See, thank you for the call, Jerry.
Sorry, I asked a question.
Have you not ever heard that you don't ever ask the question that you don't know the answer to?
He's new.
It's good life advice.
It's my first day on the show.
That's why you're not a lawyer.
I'm not a talk show host. First day of the show.
Day one.
Learn a lesson. Janet, Doug, and Karen, you guys hang tight. 576-7798. Don't forget, Roger Waters is coming to town this year. I'll see you there.
August 29th.
Is it August 29th? No.
Is that
no.
right? August
no.
something.
August 20th. Yeah, maybe it is August 29th. Janet in Brookside. Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Guys, how are you?
So good.
Is this Janet who used to work at KMBZ?
Yes, it is.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Same for you. Real fast, my parents were in a car accident on 71 North last November. They were, a car had blown out. It caused quite a backup for a long time. A car had blown out its tires, kind of lost control across three lanes of traffic, and the people in front of my parents, like, slammed on their brakes to miss the car. My parents slammed on the brakes to miss that the people in front of them. They were rear-ended by somebody who did not, I guess, see that there was a slow-up or something, and they were rear-ended at full speed. Now, the kicker is my mother has kidney issues. She's a lung transplant recipient, and so she's had her, you know, everything's real fragile. Her legs kind of, like, did not do well, and she's had to have, like, three surgeries since this accident in November, and they still have not sued, and they're actually thinking about it. And I just can't believe that the state is suing, you know, someone who's been victimized the way they have when my parents have been through this. And, you know, I don't know. It seems like a more logical lawsuit. Maybe it's apples to oranges. I don't know. But anyway.
Wait. So your parents survived, right, Janet?
Yeah, they're fine. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but when my mother hit, when the car hit my mom, like, the impact was so massive that my mom's legs, like, the skin, it caused major lacerations in her skin. And so she's had to have multiple surgeries to repair that damage since the accident.
Mm.
Yeah, it was, they bless their hearts, they live in Little Rock, and they drove up for my daughter's play.
Oh. You know?
I know.
So it's your fault.
Oh, it's probably, yeah. No, I'm going to blame Gracie for it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, it's been a long time since I've heard your voice. Everything good with you?
Yes, everything's wonderful. Good. We're just, you know, busy and, you know, hanging in there.
Right on.
Sounds like you guys are doing really as well.
Good for you, Janet, and our best to your mom and dad.
Thank you so much. Y'all take care.
All right, you take care as well. Doug in Independence. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You're doing well, thanks.
I think I got this figured out where I can explain it to where it makes sense to Dana.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you remember the She's a Pistol shooting where the people came in to rob the store and then the store owner shot one of them?
Yes.
And they were suing her? Okay, they were the victims of a shooting by the store owner.
Well, in a roundabout way.
They were victim during the commission of their own crime.
They were not victims. No, Doug. They were not victims.
Well, one of them died, and one of them went to prison.
What I'm saying though, is everybody, you know, they're claiming that they were victims because he shot them, but they committed a crime, and then they became a victim of their own crime.
No, they were not victims. They shot his.
This woman's not
Doug.
A victim whoa,
either. Whoa.
He's going to have to try a whole lot harder than that if
you're
he wants
really
that
going
argument
Doug,
to make sense.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second. They were not victims of their own crime. They shot the wife of the store owner and killed her. They were
killed her husband.
No, they killed her. The husband shot them. Or am I goofing that up?
It's been several years, but that notwithstanding, his argument makes absolutely no sense, nor does it have anything to do with a car wreck.
Go ahead, Doug.
I'm just saying that she committed a crime, and
who?
During her crime...
I'm not going to allow him to victimize
the victim?
Victim of a crime, which is what KDOT is doing in this case.
He was trying to point out criminal intent, saying that she had criminal intent because she got behind the wheel without a license, allegedly. I don't know.
Doug, is that what you're trying to say? Is because this woman may or may not have had a license that she had committed a crime, therefore she deserved to die?
I didn't say she deserved to die, Scott. That she was a criminal, so you her as a victim.
Oh, Doug, you don't really believe that, do you?
Yes. We can't choose which laws we want to follow and say, oh, well, that's court. I don't have to obey it. you're not above the law. The laws are here for all of us to follow, not just some of us.
So if I'm hang on, Doug. If I'm speeding down the highway, okay, let's say it's a 65 and I'm going 70, all right? I'm breaking the law, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And if I go through an intersection on, let's just say, let me rephrase. Let me say I'm going 40 and a 35, okay? And I go through an intersection where my light is green, but somebody goes through the light where it's red, okay, at the same intersection, and they kill me. The fact that I'm breaking the law and going 40 and a 35, therefore I'm...
a criminal?
Yeah.
They ran the red light, Scott. I mean,
and I'm going 40 and a 35, Doug.
Yeah. But you're not driving without a license, without insurance.
Where is your heart, man?
In my chest.
Well, I question that because this woman lost two of her children.
And my sympathy goes out to them.
No, don't spew that BS in here, Doug.
Your sympathy doesn't go out to them. You're blaming her. She lost two of her children. Have you no heart, man? Seriously, Doug.
I know exactly why he's blaming her, and I'm not going to say it nor waste any more time.
Let me guess. She's Hispanic.
Yeah, that's exactly what this was about.
Let me guess.
That's exactly what this was about. That's why he insulted me at the beginning of the phone call and then proceeded to launch into an argument that made zero sense.
And then hung up. And, Doug, I bet you $1,000 you'll be sitting in a church pew on Sunday. Shame on you.
I do want to clarify, and I can't even believe we have to rehash this. I knew her name was Becky. I could not remember the last name, Beaker. She survived the assault on their store. It was her husband who died. And for anyone to come on this program...
I apologize. I got it back.
For anyone to come on this program and try to say that she was a criminal when she, by the way, was knocked unconscious. I do remember that. And then somehow try to equate that to this woman being at fault. I mean, Doug, I don't know what you're on, but nothing that he just said made sense.
Becky Beaker was assaulted. Her husband came around the corner, shot one of the suspects.
And then he was shot and killed.
And then he was shot and killed. That's correct.
But go ahead and call them criminals, Doug, because that argument makes so much sense.
Listen, I don't like confrontation. And I don't like to engage in confrontation with people who I consider my boss. But, Doug, you were way out of line. Way out of line. The fact that she did or did not, and nobody really knows yet, have a driver's license. Have you no heart? No sympathy? How sad. How sad.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.